Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
I just wanted to see how long he could go. How long he could stay quiet.
There was a little
ten seconds, obviously.
10 seconds.
Yeah, there was like that first second.
Barely. He was on the verge of exploding.
That was just like not even, I didn't even feel 10 seconds. It felt longer.
Yeah. No, it's 10 seconds. Like 30. I saw it was 10 seconds. I waited
anyway,
until the
anyway.
So FRG Weekly.
FRG Weekly.
Huzzah!
Episode 4.
Counting is just not his thing today.
Yeah. One.
Yeah, counting is not working.
Three, four.
Four. I have 4 podcast episodes.
The number of the day is 4.
Hello, Front Row. Welcome to FRG Weekly, episode 4. How's it going, everyone?
Thanks for
joining the ever-increasing cast of Deadly Sodium, Baron 5X, your truly right here. I always forget everyone's call single's name, so someone
Kage Palazzo.
Kage Palazzo.
Scarecrow.
Yeah,
we've got... Oh. review. No, because he only remembers you by review.
I remembered his name before you said it, okay?
And review the Revutaro.
And
introducing,
we've got somebody new.
Introducing.
Mizuki.
Okay, so where did you get that name?
Just in high school, me and my friends just wanted to make a role-playing story where we took the story and just wrote different parts and created our character, and I took it kind of from a video game, called Yakuza.
Cool.
Oh, we have a gaming girl here amongst us today.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
It feels incredibly uncomfortable.
That's my wife.
Just so that didn't feel any worse. Just so the audience watching at home knows.
Watching.
I see you.
Mizuki is Scarecrow's wife.
Yes.
Yep. And
together we will overtake Gotham with FRG Baby.
With FRG Baby. So this we also have a 7th viewer here. Podcaster here who hasn't even been born.
Panelist, whatever.
Well, so,
I don't know what the official term is.
I'm just going to say guy who does things.
Wait.
It's a she. Girl who does things.
So can you get that right?
Because sorry, we have two gamer girls here today.
So does this mean that she is like the pod and that something is growing inside the pod in this podcast?
We're going places that we don't want to go.
Does anyone have a degree in psychology? Anyone?
No.
Then I think we can stop there.
Good. Okay, let's start topics.
Topics! Kage Palazzo, you have once again enriched us with the topics for this week.
I have given great many things to speak of. For instance, the coming up next weekend, August 28th to the
30th. Breaking news!
Is the Game On Expo
in Mesa, Arizona?
You
do that so well.
I know, I love it. It's great stuff.
So what do we got? Well, what do we got with the expo?
With the expo, basically they got special guest panels like the NES Punk, the Completionists.
Ooh, Completionists.
Yeah. So and of course they also have a representative from the Indie Game University. As well as from Wisdom Tree, and, I'm trying to go far back to what I was reading it. But there's plenty more other panels also from other people that work in the gaming industry that are going to be there. There's going to be
I've heard of most of those guys before. Who's Wisdom Tree?
Wisdom Tree? With...
I'm sorry.
No. I know why he's laughing, and he did this on purpose.
I've never heard of them before. Please explain.
Wisdom Tree is responsible for a slew of games, and I'm not sure...
What were they called?
We might be down a panelist next week.
Well, they were mostly a series of Bible games.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's being so uncomfortable about just saying Bible games. Like, we don't know the Bible games.
Are they the ones that made Zoo Race?
They made the Noah's, the Super Noah's Ark, and like the, is it the 3D Noah's Ark,
yeah,
dude?
Super
like the Doom.
Noah's
Wait,
Ark.
Did you say Super Noah's,
Noah's
Ark?
Noah's Adventure or something like that?
Yeah. Super Noah's Ark.
That's what I heard.
Ark,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I gotta talk about this game because it was awesome. It's basically they took Wolfenstein and changed all of the sprites out with like sheep. And then supposedly you're Noah as the first-person shooter with a slingshot, like, and every time you shoot your slingshot at these sheep, they go to sleep. And you've just got to go through Castle Wolfenstein as freaking Noah putting sheep to sleep. That's this whole game. It's amazing.
So, okay, the reason why I was laughing wasn't because of that, because I had no knowledge that it was the Bible Games one. It was because that name sounded funny.
Wisdom Tree? Is that what
Wisdom Tree.
Doesn't that sound that bad?
It sounded funny to
Your
me.
Your name is Deadly Sodium.
Yeah, it just sounded funny to me.
Wisdom Tree kind of makes sense to me.
Well, it's now like, it does.
It's like, it makes you think of Mother Willow from Pocahontas.
Yes, okay, now it does.
Okay. So, I mean, some of the people that are...
It just didn't help, because he was so reluctant to say what they do. He was like,
Can't talk about them Bible games.
Well, not, well, they got other people there. They even have someone from Intellivision Productions over there. Keith Robertson is also going to be slated to go there.
I'm not familiar with him.
Not familiar either. Probably because it's been a long time since I've, you know, read anything about Intellivision recently. So, but, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be great because they have a whole bunch of things going on there. Like, they have a play arcade there for free. They have gaming tournaments that are going to happen there. They have vendor halls.
So, actually, this was... geared toward video gaming.
Yes,
as opposed
absolutely.
To general gaming.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So this is just mostly, this is literally just video gaming, what we're dealing with here.
Okay. Yeah, we're definitely
going to
hit that
so
up.
So we're going to have to try to see if we can hit that up. Because obviously, I mean, we're not going to have a vendor booth because...
Kind of short notice.
It's kind of short notice and we don't have anything to sell. So...
We need t-shirts!
T-shirts!
FRG t-shirts.
That's going to be a TCC. November, right. November 6th through
TCC
the 8th.
TCC squared.
TCC squared.
Are we going to have, like, t-shirts with couches on them?
Yeah, that should be a good idea.
Then people are going to try sitting on your stomach if you put it down here.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Let's do that.
That'd be the true front row.
Well, we'll have, like, a 3D one for some, just, like, an extra $10. It's like the foam couch pops out.
Inflatable one.
Like airplane.
The autopilot.
The pilot.
Oh, God.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway.
That's
oh.
going to be. Well, so that's for video fun. Gaming. So that's again, coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week, which is August 28th through the 30th. And again, that's at Mesa. If you have any questions or if you want to figure out anything about that, you can always go and visit their website, which is azgameonexpo.com. All one word. Take a look at what's coming up. They even have a cosplay contest.
Yes.
So you can even register to do that. Exclusive items that are available there for sale.
I love cosplayers.
So it's going to be fun.
What are you going to go dress up as then?
Oh, if it were me, I'd go as my favorite. As Gideon Graves from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh my god.
Who is now technically a video game character.
Oh my god.
I love that one. The response.
He's my go-to.
Whoa.
Well, I was just
He's
like,
got the white suit and everything.
It's just suddenly I'm like, I don't think I know who... Oh, okay, yeah, you're going out there. Awesome.
Totally makes... Oh, yeah. Yeah, makes sense though, right? I mean, he's got the hair, he's got Woo! the kind of look, so...
I'm definitely an evil ex-boyfriend.
So,
no comment.
No comment.
For all you available ladies out there.
Hey. You want to date a businessman? Give me a call. Or hit me at Baron5X or FRG_media.
Just comment on FRG and be like, the single one.
Which right. is like
so what were you going to say right? about the con?
Oh, there's a Pokemon tournament there.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll see.
Doesn't that say TCG,
though? Trading card.
Wait. Oh, really?
You know what? You know what, Alex?
Whoa, wait, it's a you video shut game. Your face. I wouldn't have thought about
no,
that.
No, because it says, judges will be on site to run trading card and Nintendo Pokemon game tournaments.
Oh. Well, then I'm in.
Boom. I know, right?
Totally. There you go.
Gotta have a
actually, probably Pokemon. Not, because that's really short.
It's next I weekend. No yeah, I know. And it's next weekend? Probably not.
Probably not.
Don't have the money.
Let's host our own Pokemon tournament.
I know!
There we go. Fred Hogarth's right. Pokemon tournament.
So they've got Conker on their us. Flyer here.
Conker? Awesome.
Yes, I want to see somebody there dressed as Conker.
That would be amazing, great. Actually.
Or although, if it's furry, it'd
who
be
here's
weird.
The worst of us?
You?
You.
Yeah.
You can answer that question yourself, buddy.
For all of you viewers at home, you should have seen the looks I've gotten.
Everybody immediately turned to Hefley. All eyes on Deadly Sodium is just you.
Okay, what else we got?
All right, well, now that's for video games.
You need her.
If you're not into the video gaming side, but you're into tabletop RPGs. Then coming October 2nd and 4th is the RenCon game.
And this one I've heard of convention. Before.
Yes, so this is RenCon 15, so it's the 15th one, of course. Or just 2015, I think. I apologize. I screwed that up. But that's basically this will handle for board games, RPGs, you know, card games, minis, like HeroClix.
Dungeons and Dragons!
Dungeons and Dragons! So, of course, RenConGames.com for them. And again, that's October 2nd to the 4th. And that is located at the Clarion Hotel at 4550 South Palo Verde. And this is actually in Tucson.
So, oh, yeah.
So it's like.
And right if you're past. Interested in being a GM, you have a deadline of September 7th to submit your GM publication material to GM at the event.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of qualifications do you need?
You need to be a fully story licensed.
There's a resume there that you like. I had about at least 8 years of dungeon mastering experience.
Yeah, I was a GM.
From 2.0 to 3.5.
Actually,
thank you for not including 4.0.
Well, I was here at the very beginning with the first one.
Okay, so
everybody stops and stared at Deadly Sodium.
I had a math teacher when I was in high school who loved D&D so much, and he'd been playing with the same set of dice for so long, his D6 had gone round.
Isn't that cheating?
They just, the edges all wore off. They turned into balls instead of cubes. It's like, how is this possible?
That must have been...
They were his lucky dice.
His lucky dice.
That actually must have been the result of bad rolls. Fuck, I got ones!
Ones! He just tried filing them down, back to the corner.
Snake eyes!
Maybe that's how he punishes his dice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, you rolled,
you
failed
did
me
so
tonight.
Bad today.
Really no, cool.
No. Most people just do dice shaming.
Cute. Dice shaming.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. They like have the you know the dice, and then there's like a little note like dog shaming. Nobody put a dice.
I was in a dungeon about to get nice.
I threaten my dice over a pot of boiling water. I hang them over a bag, and the pot's boiling. I'm like, I will dunk you. You will start behaving, or into the pot of boiling acid you will go.
Wouldn't you just put them in a corner? Put dice in a corner.
When does that ever
with a dunce cap?
With a dunce cap on the dice? Try to force
made
feed
out
them,
of a post-it
you know,
note?
Irish spring soap or something?
There you so go.
That doesn't even work for my cat. Attitude. I put my cat in the corner and it looks at me like, you're stupid.
I feel like you are because it's a user cat. Error.
It's going, I like this place. What are you doing? And then it goes, you know what? Because of that, I'm going to go over here and like this place, too.
You know, I'm going to see if Wally and David, other David, are interested in going to that. Because for FRG, they're pretty much our go-to experts in that. Yeah. And they're actually working, their video project has to do with tabletop. So I'm actually going to have to
Yeah, see if they can come down for that, because that would
Well, they're here in Tucson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are.
Yeah.
The other David.
That other David other and David, Wally are here in Tucson.
Oh, dear gosh.
I need to get give him a different name when I reference him.
Other David?
Other David.
OD?
Yeah.
Call him OD. Let's call him OD, please.
Then, I'm going to go with David the Hairy. He's got a nice, firm beard.
But then we're just going to like get lazy and start calling him Odie.
Odie.
And then he's going to have a friend named Garfield.
And he'll never know why.
He'll never know why.
Unless exactly. He listens to the podcast.
I don't think
he does. You do, right, David? Right?
Right, Odie.
I know. Yeah. No, I'm going to expect a text message by Tuesday.
Nobody listens to this. No.
Actually, lies.
Not true.
Lies. I actually have stats that we have 20 downloads this week.
Nice.
20 19 downloads. Of them from my device.
We're pretty much.
I know. Once. It's the last week's.
There you go. You see? We have 20 listeners.
I found that a Podcast Republic.
Yes. Cool. If you have an Android device and you don't have an iPhone to use the iTunes app, Podcast Republic, you can search Front Row Geeks there, and boom, shakalaka.
I personally use Pocket Cast. It's pretty good.
There you go. But, yeah,
one of those will have...
I use my computer.
You know what? You can just shut up there.
No, they can totally go to Podomatic. wait, sorry. FrontRowGeeks.podomatic.com.
There we go. Yeah, listen to us online. That is right, isn't it? I completely forgot about that.
Or listen to it, or hit us up on Facebook, and you'll see our link there.
I love Facebook. Watch us on YouTube? No, that's right.
Are we going to begin the shameless plugging of our Facebook page now? Or are we going to wait?
We haven't gotten there yet.
We're not even there yet.
Let's do some shameless plugging. Hey, guys, like our Facebook page.
Facebook?
Follow us on Instagram, because we don't do Twitter.
Are we going
to
start?
Who does the Twitter?
Whatever I post on the Facebook automatically transmits to the Twitter. And the Instagram.
As long as it's 140 characters or less.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't work that well.
No. It goes from Instagram to Twitter.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Because they're together. It should go from Instagram to Twitter. They're the same thing.
They're not automatically connected, though, buddy. Instagram 101.
Either way, they're the same thing.
All right. Now that we've got that settled.
So, yeah, go to RingCon. Sorry, what are the dates again?
October 2nd to the 4th of this year. Of course, if you do a pre-registration, they apparently give you discounts if you do it before September 20th. So if you want to go, pre-register there, and you might get some discounts for some of the things that they may be selling there.
Yeah, and look for us. We're not going to have anything official, but just look for our faces.
Just look for our faces, because as you can tell from this podcast, we are just the most beautiful people that you've ever seen.
By the way, I think we should also include, tell your friends about us, because that's one of the things is, we need more people, and if you're listening and not telling your friends...
You're bad. You're bad. Terrible.
And you're
terrible
making us...
We hate you.
We're past the shaming plug. Shameful plug-in.
Okay,
I'm not shaming.
I'm not shaming. I'm just saying,
you are a terrible person.
Moving on. Are we putting anything on YouTube yet?
No. Well, there hasn't been anything put on YouTube.
Is this true?
I don't have access to YouTube yet. I keep asking for the YouTube stuff, and I don't get it.
I searched up on YouTube.
I mean, I got the Twitch stuff. I am so happy to have the Twitch stuff.
See, from what I know, the only thing we've been posting to our YouTube channel is the replays of our Twitch stream.
Yes, but that's just true.
It's something. Go watch the replays of our Twitch screen. Twitch. I was about to say Twitch screams because we were screaming last time.
You were screaming first.
Oh, actually, I was screaming last night.
Oh, how was that?
It was great.
Oh, awesome.
I would yell, 10,000 needles!
That hurts. I don't like 10,000 needles because it pretty much KOs everybody. If you
It pretty much. I did yell it.
You did yell it.
It was just fantastic.
Which is proper procedure.
Proper procedure in 10,000 needles.
It didn't seem like David and Mike appreciated it though.
Well, that would be awesome if you have auto life, but I don't think it was enough to do the situation.
Okay, so that pretty much covers our local topics for today. Now let's talk about something that you're bringing up some material today.
I'm just bringing up some material today, so. I was looking up on our...
Sorry, I'm doing a thing where I'm taking pictures because I couldn't get all of us in the same picture. And poor Brittany was the only one who got alone.
There we go.
Well, it was already too late.
Already posted. You late.
So what you got for us, Kage Palazzo?
Okay, so... Well, I'm just throwing out everything here today. From GameSpot, it looks like that there is an article stated that was done earlier today... That apparently Nintendo filed a patent on a disc-less game system. Now, whether or not this is for the actual NX project that is currently under, kind of just like no information whatsoever on it right now, or for something
else. I kind of got everybody,
but it's actually.
Deadly Sodium runs away with everyone's attention once again.
I was on point, man. You were on a roll, Kage.
I was listening.
Amazing.
Instagram.
So we're basically looking at a potential Nintendo product that is going to be doesn't require media.
It will have an internal disk drive.
So Nintendo
specifically
Steam.
For it might be Nintendo Steam.
So knowing Nintendo, they're going to say, "All right, here's our new system. It has 20 gigabytes of data. Download all the games you want." And everybody's going to say, "Really, Nintendo?"
Yeah, no. See, that would be bullshit. 20 gigabytes is nothing.
And then they're going to release four systems. And expect all 50,000 people that are going to show up at one store to pick up the four systems.
So,
okay, so but one thing that was addressed to before we started recording today came from you, Heffley. You're already dismissing this as a really good Steam.
Yes.
Are you really hardlining on that?
Yes, I am.
Is it not impressive that Nintendo is going to push an input media-less console system?
Because there is no optical drive on the patent that they turned in for this.
Well, you
device.
Realize what this means now. Because all the game stores that sell Nintendo games, instead of actually selling, you know, a CD that you get to take home and put in your game, that basically means they're going to be selling a card. You're going to take that card home, input, like, some cool little number on the back of the card, and it'll download the game for you and be like, "Congratulations, this is registered to you, you now own it," which they do for their Wii points already.
Or that's Steam.
Or
you can go to a store and get a Steam.
Mario, exactly.
Mario, okay, yeah.
Or they can just be using this for the NX so they can spend more time on production on their goddamn amiibos, which I can't get a hand on.
Okay,
see,
so
but here's
amiibos
the thing. It's
turned
Nintendo's
into
official. No, it's Nintendo's official strategy to release nothing and expect it to, you know, fulfill the quota of everything.
Artificial scarcity, or maybe just a production limitation. I couldn't even tell you. But
how hard is it to produce an amiibo?
I mean,
come on.
I don't know.
That just seems the way Nintendo does it,
yeah.
To be honest.
Everything
they release that's major,
from,
they release limited, and then they'll release more after
I
it's all sold.
I could totally,
he's right.
When
Zero Suit Samus
comes out.
I can see
because
Nintendo
it's
going to
be the second Zero Suit Samus hits any kind of pre-order, it's going to be gone. Nobody's going to be able to get it because Nintendo's not going to make enough.
Yes, they're going to say, "All right, well, because people don't really like Zero Suit Samus, we're only going to make about 200 of them. That should satisfy everyone." And
yeah.
Everybody who buys them is going to be an eBay hawker and immediately resell it for about
$500.
And
yet, Mario is cluttering the shelves because who plays Mario in Super Smash Bros.?
They're all looking for the golden Mario.
Sometimes me.
So you Luigi mostly.
But you play Luigi. Right.
Luigi's pretty good with Mario. Not too
but, like,
bad.
I never play as Mario.
He's not my go-to.
Okay, so here's the question, though. Why do we keep buying amiibos for the characters that we play?
Have you used
why
amiibos?
Not?
Well, it's just that the issue with amiibos is that if you're going to use an amiibo, that means you're looking for someone to play with. So why do you want to play against the character you're playing?
Okay. So this is ingenious. If you have not seen what amiibos do or know what amiibos do in Super Smash Bros., okay. So amiibos, if in case you don't know, you can buy the thing and then you can set them into Super Smash Bros. And then you can train them. So you can train them to have your fighting style and to use your moves and all that stuff. And then you can attach a whole bunch of shit to them to make them invincible. And then you can battle them off against other people who've done the same thing. So Pokemon, but Super Smash Brothers.
Okay, so this makes a lot of sense because, yeah, people don't like fighting my NES amiibo.
So my roommate has a team that he has dubbed Team Sexy because it was the three women that he can get the first time. Peach, Zelda, and Samus.
I've got two of those.
So,
like I said, drugs, everyone. Don't start.
He put them together.
Amiibos.
Not a good choice.
And he has literally made them invincible. Like, he has other amiibos that he has trained up to be to have the same kind of skills as them, but because the way he trained them and the way and the items that he put on them, they're just unstoppable. So, like, for example, their biggest thing is no, you can't. I guarantee you can't.
I want to try now.
Yeah, you gotta try.
I don't see what the point is in making an amiibo that you can't beat.
Yeah, he can't beat them.
Because, yeah, I was like, we could totally make pride. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like raising your child going, stats,
but then I've never seen it to where they've battled, like, other people, other than, like, we have friends who have their own amiibos, who bring them over, and go, like, oh, let's battle against, like, oh, I trained this guy up, let's battle him against Team Sexy and see how far they get. They don't get anywhere.
Okay, so allow me to bring it back because we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're talking about the Nintendo. So that what I wanted to ask about these Nintendo systems, because he brought that up with the amiibos. I can totally see Nintendo doing this. They've already got the virtual console thing going on with games,
which is really good.
But what they're going to start doing is that they're going to end up releasing a new game. They're going to say, "All right, we're going to make a new game. Let's say we finally release Mother 4." They're going to get all the Mother fans going, oh my god, finally Mother 4 is coming out.
Digital copies.
And yes, it's going to be 50 digital copies.
We don't have enough digital copies for other copies.
Can't go around.
That would be such
bullshit.
People
are going to be like, what?
We can't press control V fast enough.
How do you Nintendo?
We can't supply more bandwidth to this game. It's over.
Yeah, I could totally see that happening.
No, there's no way.
There is a way.
No, it's no
Nintendo.
Way.
You say come no on. Way right now. Nintendo.
It would have happened already with the virtual console.
Nintendo will find a way to not have enough stock on something.
But digital copy of a game.
It's we're like, sold
it's
out.
Like, it's like the first when the Nintendo 3DS, the most recent Nintendo 3DS came out. And you guys know that the Nintendo 3DS did not come with a power cable. Because the power cable, it was expected that you had a Nintendo 3DS before, and you needed to get the power cable. Well, we ran out of power cables before we ran out of 3DSs. So a lot of people were sitting there going, well,
I played what do I it do? Once.
It's like, well, the power cable sold out, so there's nothing you can do. You're
that
done.
It is bullshit.
So thank you, Nintendo. Thank you for not supplying enough stuff to even play your games.
Okay. They did that to cut costs, so.
I mean,
but it's not smart.
Me and her got the new 3DS, so that's pretty. It's.
You know, I would rather pay an extra $5 and be able to play my game.
Yeah. Maybe, but the problem was we traded in ours, and to trade in, they wouldn't accept the trade-in without the cable.
Without the power cord.
So, luckily, we had, you know, several lying about, so we were able to circumvent that problem.
On the topic of artificial scarcity, I can see, I guess technically there's probably no real way that they can run out of downloads. I can see them going the route of limited release time.
It's going to be available for 25 minutes.
We've only got 300 copies. Go.
Here's Metroid Prime 4, but you only can buy it this month, and then it's going to be out of stock. Or don't we're just going to release it.
Don't say that. Prime you're giving 4. Them ideas.
Don't give them ideas.
Don't say Metroid Prime 4.
He said Mother 4. How come I can't say Metroid Prime 4?
Because we want a side-scrolling Metroid. We don't want any more Metroid
exactly.
Prime.
I like the Prime series. Just your mouse. Prime series is great.
You. No.
You.
Not that there's nothing
there's
wrong
nothing
with
wrong
the Prime
with Metroid Prime, yes.
You're not getting
but I'd much rather see a new side scrolling or maybe
happen.
Even another
a
other
Super
how
Metroid
is it never
happening?
Happening.
Come on.
Happening.
I mean, it's
Super
happened
Metroid
with other
too.
Games.
I was so hopeful for this E3 because Metroid has a huge anniversary coming up and I was like, "Yes, this is going to be the year of Metroid." What do I get? A mother freaking 3v3 arena that Samus isn't even in. It's got like I was
and
so
this
pissed.
Is how Mega Man fans feel. Let's go back in full circle back to Mega Man.
Mega Man.
He's up on the effing roof.
Mega.
And anyway. Please watch Brental Floss on
YouTube.
Brental
Floss.
So besides all this negativity, anything we can hope for the NX
I
system?
Still love
I want Nintendo to fix their controls on Super Smash Bros.
I said positive!
I will say this. As of right now, the only next-gen system I own is a Nintendo Wii U. And I love my Nintendo Wii U. I don't play it
much. that's
no, I don't play it. I don't know. I love it, but I don't play it.
It's not saying that I don't have. It's because it sucks.
But it does.
No, it's. I don't have the time anymore. I'm always up and about doing stuff, and the games that I do end up playing, it ends up being on because I'm doing streaming. I'm so busy, you know, going out and learning, you know, all the stores.
And this is how streaming has ruined his life.
I just like nobody listens to me anymore, so I'm just going to be just like, you know, I feel
that cup still had water.
For those,
in
I know for it, those
it,
watching,
I feel it coming down my back. It's actually quite yeah, refreshing.
For those of you who can't see, Kage just dumped a glass of water over his head. Why he did that, I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to Instagram this.
You do that. I mean.
But, okay, so what else could it possibly be? He thinks it's going to be Steam, and there's no disk drive or anything like that, is there?
There's no disk drive. There's no disk drive in the patent. And again, it's just a patent, so it's probably just something that they can. That may or may not even become something.
Okay, so this is my hope. This is the positive outlook for this history.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Is that if...
Something. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Of course you are.
But, I took this picture, and it has the ladies in the background. And so you're giving off this look. Like, ladies.
There it is. Anyways.
Check
out our Instagram. Here's another crazy idea, dude. The chances of this are super minimal. Do not expect this at all. Just a crazy thought. Another cousin of mine decided to tell me this, and I thought, whoa, what if? Because what did Nintendo recently do?
Nothing?
They joined the mobile game.
They did join
so
the mobile
what,
game.
So what? Think about
be a
Nintendo
platform.
Wait,
that
wait,
can
wait.
Make a phone call.
What?
What?
We'll wind that back. No, basically,
it would be the Nintendo Gauge.
It would be an.
A Nintendo phone.
For those of you who
Nintendo
don't know what the N-Gage was, that
at.
Was Nokia's original attempt at making a phone gaming system,
Nintendo
and it
phone.
Failed horribly.
Nintendo phone.
No, no one expect this at all, please. It's just a crazy thought that I thought I'd throw out there.
So,
no one's reaction was very negative.
So this is basically my hope for if we had a Nintendo system that didn't have to rely on a disk drive. One of Nintendo's biggest weaknesses has always been the actual power capability of its systems. It's always behind all of its other
ever since the after
all of
the
peers
basically.
After the 64, it's always been a step behind its peers.
Even
as far
then.
As the Xbox and
the
PlayStation and the
really
PlayStation.
Good.
The
well, 64 was still pretty good.
So this might be a chance for Nintendo to actually focus a little more on the actual hardware, the graphics capabilities of their machine, because now they have some more room and some more budget to play with. Because they're not going to cut down.
Still already behind, though.
You say that. I do not see that. I see they are
You
out.
Said to look for a positive!
And I rebuttal your positive. I don't see them going after the
hardware
the
aspect.
The looks for it. They've already conditioned us to expect that Their design of a game is going to look pretty, but not next-gen pretty. And there's no reason, they have no reason to invest in a same generation graphics hardware as the big players do when they've already conditioned us to buy their product on that assumption.
If you
no
look at the sales, however, of what like Microsoft, what Xbox and what PlayStation has, like, PlayStation is, I think, still crushing the market with being the, like...
Over 42 million units worldwide,
if I recall
the last time I read the numbers.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Insane.
Do you want to know how much the Nintendo
you know
Wii
why?
Has sold?
How much?
10. They hit the 10 million recently.
Where's Xbox?
Xbox is more around 36, almost about 40 themselves.
Well, they, I mean,
the
PS, recently
the
they had
PS4.
That...
Is still really
recently Best Buy had that deal with a $500 TV and Xbox One.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's probably boost up their numbers from that too.
But still,
okay. So what at this point, like, what ended up happening to the Nintendo Wii U? Like, I can explain this one flat out because I've done a lot of research with the Wii U. They made the same mistake with the Wii U that they did with the Virtual Boy. They made a machine that is an extra peripheral that is really hard for third party. Programmers to or developers to program on,
yeah,
and so everything on it is really either first gen or it's not happening. So they need to actually...
Or marketing. They didn't do diddly on marketing.
Well, so no, if we looked at this, like, what is... What could Nintendo
no, they
do?
They marketed the Wii like no one's well, business.
What could Nintendo like do play? At this point
yeah. that, was everywhere.
That would actually that was, save right. the Nintendo? Like, yeah. what would be something, like a strategy they could do that would actually pull Nintendo up and make it much more famous and iconic than it already
now,
is?
Now, here's the bigger thing. I think Nintendo should start focusing more on their games than anything.
They have
right, because, but in order to do
because
this...
Because their systems, I mean, I understand that their systems
you're ruining
are
the joke.
Stay, oh.
Because... The thing is what Nintendo needs is a partner. They need to go in with somebody who can be a master marketer, who knows how to go in and reach into these companies that are already iconic but need this extra boost. They need someone who can go in and lift them up like Muppets, like Marvel. What Nintendo needs
is
Disney.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Is that a pitch? Where's the joke?
Yes, that's the pitch right there.
Where's the joke?
No, no, can you imagine if Disney teamed up with Nintendo? Because here's the thing is, I think there's laws out there to prevent this kind of thing.
They got Star Wars.
I
want to
go
so.
On the record right now that I do not want a Mario musical, so please... Don't
I'm going to go on the record and go, yes, I do want a Mario.
No,
what
I'm
the fuck is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm going to go on the record and say, hey, you know what? If we have a Metroid movie, I mean, come on, right?
That was dreaming. Josh.
Like, no, no. Like, Josh in Reed the same, please. With like with the Marvel, with how they've been doing the Marvel universe
yeah.
and everything, can you imagine
Legend
them doing a bunch
Zelda?
Of movies only with yeah, Zelda, Metroid, Castlevania, huh? Huh?
Yeah, think
about
is technically
it.
Konami.
Castlevania is kind of.
And we don't want to talk about.
You're
Konami.
Right.
We do not want
but
to talk about.
But we're getting bloodstained. That's DDR, guys. DDR.
DDR the musical?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Battletoads.
It is. It already is a musical.
Okay. No, no. So.
But let's wrap back the.
This line of reasoning of like how can Nintendo improve. Are they in such a bad spot?
Not really.
No, because they're still,
for me,
they're still
only,
coasting
the only
on
thing
Wii
that's
sales.
Really has Nintendo going, because the Wii U did kill their market. They lost money on the Wii U. The Wii, they made so much money on that
they didn't care.
They didn't need to worry too much about. They yeah. made more than enough to carry through until the next-gen system came in. But that's why Nintendo has officially stated that the Wii U is a failure. They acknowledge this, and that's why they started working on the NX early. Mm.
But what's even keeping them afloat
you know what
right
they
now is
done.
their mobile devices.
Yep.
Their 3DSs are keeping them in the green.
And it's simply because of Pokemon.
Not just
no,
Pokemon.
Not just Pokemon. Dude, they have
I'm
such a huge
you,
library.
Not just Pokemon.
Well, I know it's
Pokemon.
A huge library.
Like, I bought a brand new 3DS so I could have the Link to the Past sequel.
Okay, I might have bought a 3DS just
that.
To play Pokemon.
Exactly, I bought a 3DS just to play Pokemon.
I'm sorry, after you get, like, the Pokédex now has over 600 Pokemon, I said, I give up.
Yeah. No, I must
no,
be
you
a Pokemon
have
master.
All.
I must catch them all.
Teams, and then you got to train your teams, and then you got
to
be better.
Change their slogan to, like,
gotta
try
to catch
them
catch most of them. Gotta catch all most as you can.
Just you. I think you really underestimated that their power in the mobile department.
No.
I think you have.
Because the 3D... Okay, if you look at the hardware of the 3DS, though, I mean, it's really not a great system. It's not that powerful.
Compared to what?
The PS
Vita.
Yeah, and... Yeah,
and
that's
where
true.
Did the Vita
that,
go?
That's doing
well,
awesome.
Yeah, how many games do you have for Vita?
Okay.
That has Crisis Core. Have you played that? That's like one of the...
That's PSP.
Okay, yeah, what's the new one? The
Either
Final
way,
Fantasy VII base.
The hardware that
not
is in
PSP.
The PS Vita,
no,
I mean, blows anything
no,
out of the water
Final
for.
There,
I mean,
oh,
it's
that
like
zero?
Literally, it's PS3
Mission
hardware
zero?
Just in your hand.
Final Fantasy Zero.
Okay, we have two different conversations going.
Oh yeah, we do have two different conversations going. Sorry.
We can't do that on the podcast.
My bad.
Damn it, Alex, with your sense and knowledge of things.
I feel like you're... You know what?
Anyway,
do the fucking research and bring it back next
you know,
week, buddy.
Whatever. I'm not doing no research.
For podcasts.
Why am I the only one that brings stuff to the table, then? Come on, bro.
Because well, you brought two things, so I didn't have to...
Well, I also brought... I brought two things. I brought
literally
three,
everything to talk about.
Everything we're talking about. I brought up the game
we,
on the Expo, the
Let's face it, we wouldn't have
Nintendo.
A podcast if it wasn't for Kage.
I think I had some ideas, but they washed away as soon as he presented his.
Thank you, Kage.
You're welcome.
I like how he started clapping too. Like, he was like, oh, yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy.
All right. So, as we wrap up then for today, does anybody want to plug anything?
Next time let's turn on the cooler. It's hot in here.
I did. I'm gonna have to figure out because it's cool over there. Something neat is not right on this end.
D's nuts for president.
No. God.
Plug.
Okay. So tomorrow night, it doesn't matter. I do Sunday fun days. You're all not gonna hear this before tomorrow, but Sunday fun days. You're taking it? Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Man.
It was just last week I couldn't do
it.
Do me proud. Yeah, I will. I'm going to play Arkham City.
And then there you go.
Yep.
So Monday we're going to have Manic Mondays with Mackenzie and David as the co-host there. Thursday we will continue. Thursday we have Target Palazzo.
Yep, we're going to continue with Mega Man 3 and hopefully actually complete it.
We did so bad. We did three bosses? Did we?
Four. We did get four.
We came close. There was like one stick of health left on one. And for those of you who missed it, we were doing the clothespin challenge. So we were playing through most of this game with clothespins stuck to our ears and other places on our face.
It is still on the past broadcast on Twitch, so please visit our Twitch.
Twitch.tv/FrontRowGeeks.
Yep, and look at the past broadcast for that Thursday.
If you want to see us in horrible pain.
David was concerned for you.
He was actually concerned for...
David and Michael were like, I don't know if he can shoot to do that again. It sounded pretty bad. And then Friday, speaking of David, is our flagship stream night, Frantic Fridays with David.
Frantic Fridays.
And random guests, because it just depends on who's there. Who's Sometimes I'm there. Yep. Heffley's never there, so don't expect him.
I am never there because I work until 9 o'clock. Yeah.
And Saturdays, we have Michael doing Final
MMOs,
Fantasy.
Yep, Final Fantasy 14.
I still haven't released the airship. I need to go do that.
Is that an innuendo?
No, it's... I'm the only one who can do that.
I must release the airship.
Michael can't ride my airship until I let him.
You still have to answer my question, Michael.
I mean, the more he goes, the more it's...
All right, anybody else got anything to plug? Okay.
Well, I think we're good.
All right.
I like that.
In that case,
empty
everyone...
silence, just...
We're done!
Nothing. Thank you for joining us tonight at FRG Weekly Episode 4. Y'all have a good night. Take care, Front Row.
Thanks for watching.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.